because of this enjoyment, the komishtan yulei, he changes now bein milva yishana lemilva chadasha, between an old loan and a new loan. In other words, like this, the pshat is Reuven gave the money to Shimon, and usually you keep the money for 30 days. Now, after 30 days, Reuven comes to Shimon and tells Shimon, instead of giving the money back to me, I want you now to give it over to Levi. Now, Levi most probably is not going to come and ask for the money right now. It's like you now owe the money to Levi. So most probably, Levi will let you hold on to the money also for a few days. So that enjoyment that you have right now, that you'll be able to hold on to the money for a few more days, that's called Hano enjoyment. It's worth money. So it's as if you received money right now. So because of that enjoyment that you're getting, you could be matna. Then there is a smicha sadas. Trust the Gemara says, because of this enjoyment, the call mishtanyele changes over right now. From an old loan to a new loan. In other words, right now you do not have to pay it back right now. You'll be able to wait a few more days until this levy comes to collect it. So you're having enjoyment a few more days. Therefore, gomer mishabed navshein. You finish off your mind and you are mishabed, like you put a chiv upon yourself to give him the money. So that's why it's chal. Omalehuna ma bread Rav Nechemya, Rav Ashi. Sahuna, the son of Rav Nechemya, said to Rav Ashi, Elam Meyativ, so what are you going to do with a tough person? Hani Devei Baralishev. These people by Devei Baralishev. The Kafti Veshakli Lealti. No business with them. They come down right away and take the money. The second you owe them the money, they come with their sticks and they get the money from you. So what's going to be then? You want to tell me in such a place you won't be able to be kind of then? If my Mishloshtan the Svar is that since now that there's a new person to pay to, most probably he'll let you keep the money a few days, what's going to be if that new person is a strict guy that wants the money that second and you're going to have to give it to him? Since so there's no enjoyment involved, then the third guy should not be kind of it. The Chitena, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinam, it's like it true. In such a case where the new guy is a strict guy and wants the money right back, maybe he won't be kainer. So Mer says, that's not a svarim. Kain, if so, nosatel l'dvarecha l'shiurim. You're giving your words on different shiurim, different cases. And that's not halacha. Usually when the chum says something, it applies all over. The chum don't make up a kinyan that sometimes yes, sometimes no. Usually the chum says something that applies all over. So this is a kinyan with the rabbanan and my mishloshtan. It's not a svarim that sometimes yes, sometimes no. So we're back, we don't know what the reasoning is, why is there such a kinyan? There's no action of a kinyan here. My mitzloshtin is just that I'm telling you, instead of giving the money back to me, give it to somebody else. Why is he kinda? So tomorrow comes out, the maskana is, Elo Amma Mazutra. Mazutra sounds like this. Hani tlosti mili. There are three things that shavinu rabbonin kihilcha sablai taima. There are three things in Ilchas Kinyonim like, that the rabbonin said that's the way it is without a reason. In other words, don't go to think of the reason. The Chum have a right to make up new things. These are three things that the Chum made up without a tam. So Tosis speaks out what it means to say beloy tam. Second Tosis, pirish mashemoyo liknois. How it works, how it actually takes place, that's without a reason. Avotam yesh lamatik chachamim. But there is a reason why the Chum made up these laws. My mishloshtem tiknish leistoch letoyach lasas kinyonim. My mishloshim, they made for a reason that it should be easy to give over something like this. In other words, there's reasons why they did it. Just how does it work? That's hilchos sabloi taima. So there are three things that is hilchos without a reason. We don't know how it works. Just Achum said, that's the way it works. And Rashi says, v'yentam bedovri elakach tiknu v'hefke beznein hefke. That's you said, hefke beznein is hefke. Without a reason. Mekabel, that's the way it is. This guy was just looking at the Agoda from the they put out from their Satna Rov. So he says also interesting that the famous Kasha. We asked four questions based on that. The Shals, where's the four answers? The famous Kasha. We asked four Kashas, one they have right away four answers. As long as the pshat is, as you say, the pace of a night is to have a moon, a pshut, and a kodesh baruch hu. We have to have a moon, a pshut, don't go to be chayke, ask questions. You're not supposed to give so many answers. There's only one answer for everything. Avodem oyinu, v'yetzenu Hashem Hashem, Hashem took us out, that's all. Why, where's Hashem? You don't have to think about these things. It's the moon, a pshut, that's the say, the pace of a night. Without so many truths, you have to ask. Good to know, but the Tam HaDover, that's Pshuta, one answer, that's all. Don't go to so many answers. You don't have to think, why Hashem this, why Hashem this, why. It's the Muna Pshuta, that's all. No, Hilchos of Leitanya.
Question. Well, I have this question then.
No, that's good, because the more you ask, the more you'll understand. We're giving you an answer. We're giving you an answer. We want everybody to understand Pesach Banat is Emunah Pshuta. It means we accept what Hashem tells us, Hashem wants us to do, Emunah Pshuta. Why? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and he took us out with a great hand. So because of that, we makabel upon whatever Hashem wants. Just how does Hashem do this, that, that? That's not to think into so much. That's called Emunah Pshuta. Okay, right. So must have chod the one is her. One is this halacha here. That's called the hilchos of leitaina. Vidach, the second reason is, the second case is, the Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Ha'koisev kol nechosev lishtoi. If a man gives away a present, all his property to his wife, he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't give everything to his wife. Helaf petrupia. All he meant to say is let his wife go and control a little bit. She has a right to say things about it. But he doesn't really mean to give it over to her. She's not carrying her all this property, just means that she has a right to say things. As Rashi goes, the svar is, a person doesn't give it to his wife instead of his son. Like the regular Yerusha goes over to the son, so to give it to your wife is not the normal case, so therefore she's not owning that patriarchus. Rashi ain't time with that, cock kicking of it. Yeah. So svar, a person usually doesn't leave over his son and give it away to his wife. So if he gave everything away to his wife and nothing for the son, he only meant to make an apotropis, but not really she owns it. If he does, the third case is the Yomer of Chanina, and the Chanina says, Hamasi Isha Lebnei Godel, when you marry off your oldest son, the bayis in a house is kono. Automatically that house belongs to your son. In other words, not to your house. But if you build a special house where you're going to make the chuppah, the chasner in, so it's an automatic svara that your son has the right to live and own that house. So Rashi says, "Vabayis means bayis sam yuchad." Sheinadabri elu asoloi lebeis chasnus. The father made a new house just to make the chasnum. So it's a svara when they make the chasnum there, the son has the right to live in that house. It remains his house. How does it work? It's a hilchos of leitaina. But they said there is a svara for that. That's most probably what the father meant to do when he meant to build a house for his son. Most probably meant to give it over to his son. Just where was the kinyan? That's a hilchos of leitaina. So my mitzloshta mekitz is one of these halachis without a tam, how it works. But it works. The Chum said that if Reuven tells Shimon give the money over to Levi, automatically Shimon is mechuyv now to give it to Levi. Omalei rab l'rav acha bradlo, that kaba de marika istli gaboch. I have by you, you owe me a kaba, a cup full of saffron, the marika, spice. Is Yehivna Leplani, I want you to give it over to somebody else. Biape Kamino Lecho, and I'm telling you right now in front of you, Dloy Hadana B, that I'm not going to retract. In other words, Reuven has a glass of saffron by his friend Shimon. So Shimon has to give it back to Reuven. Instead of giving it to Reuven, Reuven says, give it to Levi. And Reuven tells Shimon, I'm not going to retract. So Gemara says, Michal, it's a Rai for me, a Diboy, Hodebe, Motsi Hodebe, but if he wanted to retract, he could. So why? This is a Kenyan Maimon Shlosh, not going to retract. So Moshe Zalkin come, this is what he meant to say. Tavorim halolu l'nitnu l'chazara. No, what he meant to say is such a thing. When I say it over in front of the three of us, if all three are there and I tell you, instead of giving it to me, give it to somebody else, it's a Kenyan and I can't retract anymore. For the Gemara good of Omar Rav Chodazim, the Rav already said this one time. What is that second time for? The Omar Rav Hunam Rav. Monly biyodcha tunul l'ponim l'maimon Shlosh bin Kona. He already said it then in front of three people. If I say give it over to the third person is kainer it. So why do you have to have this new case now of a kappa de marika, a small glass of saffron, of spice? What do you have to say this case for? So where it says, imahi, if in this last case, havimina, hanimi limatana maruba. When would I say there's such a kinyan? When do I say, my mitzlosh, you need all three people to be together? Where I'm giving over a big present. Avamatana muetis, but like this case here, I'm only giving over one cup of spice, a small present. Loyli boy b'fonov, maybe now I don't need all three people to be here. Maybe it would be enough if Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, you owe me a cup of salt. Instead of giving me the cup of salt, give it to my friend Levi. Now since it's such a small thing, maybe a person would have real smichas das just by speaking it out. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush, no. Even though it's a very small present, still you have to have all three people there. If three of them are not there, it doesn't work. Versus the case, Hanul Ginoi. There were some gardeners. The Ovid Chushbin of Ahadi Adodi, they made up a cheshbin and made an account of money, what they collected, and Porsche Chamisha Chomesh Istori, Zuzi. They had like $5 left over. McClaw, these gardeners, they pooled the money together, and it came out between all five of them, there's $5 extra. So what did they say? They said, Gavei Chad Minayu. One of these gardeners has an extra $5 by him. Samuel, they told him, give over these $5 to the owner of the property. They owed the owner some money. The taxes, some say, they owed him some money. So they said now in front of the owner, like one gardener, said to the second gardener, I want you to give those extra $5 to the owner. The economy, and he should be kinder. The economy, and another thing. And they also made him Isaac Kenyan. Not only were they Samach and Maimich Lashdon, but the owner went and made a Kenyan on the money. Lisaif at the end, what it came out was, Ozalovat Chushbina. They made over their Cheshbin, they called their accountant down, and they went over the books, and it came out that Ben Delay, Lenavshe, and Le Poshka Bev Lemidi. They went over the books, and they made a mistake. There was no money left over. He didn't have any extra money. So they don't know what to do now. The owner says, listen, you promised me, you made a king, you give me $5, I want those $5. The other one said, I don't have the money anymore, it's not extra money. So what do you do? Osla Kaim Rav Nachman, went in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei Mayevad Lecho. So Nachman first told the gardener, listen, you have to pay the Baal HaMusaf $5. Cho, the one thing is, the Yom Rav Hu Nam Rav, that there's a king of Maimat Shloshtan. And since the three of you were there and you said you give $5 to the owner, you have to give it to him. The earth, and secondly, over here it's even worse. Because over here you made a Kenyan. Like you let the Baal HaBos make a Kenyan, or a Kenyan Suda, whatever it was. He made a Kenyan to get the money, so he can't retract. Omalei Rabbah, so Rabbah said back to Rav Nachman, that wasn't the case. He said back to him, Oto hai mikomalo yihivna. Is this person, the gardener, saying that I don't want to give the money? To lekigaboy koma. What he's complaining about is saying they made a mistake and there's no extra $5 involved. True, if there was an extra $5, I would give it. But I made a mistake. Omalei, so then Rav Nachman said, him came, if so, then the klal is kinyan betoyisu. That you made this kinyan, you said you give him $5, it was a mistake. And then the klal is, v'chol kinyan betoyis chayzer. Anytime you make a kinyan betoyis by mistake, when I said, I'll give you something, and it was a mistake, like over here, I thought I had $5 extra. But later we made the cheshbon over again, there's no extra $5, so it's a toyis, it's never a smichas das, that you have a right to retract, that's not a kinyan. Itmar learned like this. Somebody uses this language. He tells a shliach, he tells his messenger, take this money to Shimon, I owe him. Shimon gives over $100 to a shliach to give it to Shimon. Reuven gives $100 to give over to Shimon. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Chayibach Riusai. You should know the shliach right now is Chayibach Riusai. If the money gets lost, the shliach has to pay for it. No. That's what Chayev haMeshaleich hazeh. No, the Meshaleich is Chayev. Chayev baChrusa means the Meshaleich is Chayev. The Meshaleich, right? The Reuven that's sending the money, if something goes wrong with it, Reuven is still going to have to pay it to Shimon. But if Yimbol Achzerei Nechayzer, a Chiddush. But if Reuven wants to retract now and tells the Shliach, give me back the money, he can't do. Shmuel Shmuel says no. What's going on here? Mitoch Shechayev baChrusa. Since you're telling me now, when Reuven gave over the money to the shliach, to give to Shimon, it's not considered like Shimon has the money yet. That's why Reuven is still chayi b'chriusai. That means if the money gets lost on the way, Reuven still has to pay for it. If so, in bolach z'chayzer, then for sure Reuven could retract. In other words, if you tell me when Reuven gives the money to the shliach, it's considered like the shliach is zeichrit for Shimon, Shimon has it already. So that's why you can't retract, okay? But then Reuven should not be Chayev Achriusa. If it gets lost on the way, it doesn't belong to Reuven anymore. It's Shimon's already. But once you tell him, no, it doesn't belong to Shimon yet. Reuven still has to pay if it gets lost. So you see, it's still in Reuven's possession. So then Reuven could be Chayzer. So Moses says, what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Leima, let's say, Balkim Mitzlug. This is what they're arguing in. The mass of one holds, Hoylach Kischidami. When Reuven first told the Shliach, take this $100, he says, Hoylach, take it. He meant to say kischidami. He's telling the shliach right now, I want you to accept it and be kainerit for Shimon. That's what Rav holds. There, that's what Shmuel holds. Don't forget. That's what Rav holds. That holach is kischidami. Therefore, you can't retract anymore. So once I gave it over, Rav holds the mashallah can't retract, can't take it back. The question is, why is he Chayev Achriusai? So that's what Rashi says, Shalmav Oloi Tzivor L'Moysim was there. that the Malbe Shimon has a right to say, I never told you though to give it over to the Shliach. But since I never told you something goes wrong on the way, that the money never gets to Shimon, Shimon has a right to complain and tell Reuven, listen, I never got my money. Shas Reuven can't be Chayzer, because when Reuven, as far as Reuven is concerned, when he gave over the money, Yitzhoylech is Kisri. Umasov and Shmuel holds no, Herlech is Lav Kisri Dami. I just told you to take it, but not to be Kerner, it's for Shimon. Therefore, it's still in Reuven's possession, and Reuven wants to retract, Reuven could retract. Tomorrow says, Lord, that's not the Pshat. I'll tell you the Kulyam, everybody holds, Herlech Kisri Dami. Everybody holds no. When the Balabas, when Reuven told the Shliach, take it, he meant to say, be Zeicher right now for Shimon. If so, what's the machlokes over here? For Ochabok and Miflagi. Masava one says, Lo Yamrina Migu. Rav says, we don't say this Migu. In other words, Herlech is Kisri Dami. So really, he can't retract anymore. But why is he Chayibach Rusai? Because we just said the Svara, the Malva has the right to say, I don't want the Shliach to take the money. I never told you to send the money with such a Shliach. So therefore, according to Rav, you could divide up the Lochis. He can't retract, but if the money gets lost on the way, he has to pay for it. Umasava, Shmuel says that doesn't make any sense. Amrina Migu. Shmuel says no. Once you tell me that he's Chayibach Rusai, so you can't consider it as if Shimon is kind of the money? Because you see, Shimon doesn't want this money. He doesn't want the Shliach to take it. So if you tell me now if it gets lost on the way, Reuven still has to pay for it, so it's illegal then to say it still belongs to Reuven, therefore Reuven could retract. But it could be everybody holds Herlech is Kisri. Tomorrow says, Tani Kavos the Rav, bring your proof to Rav. It says, Aloch, or somebody says, Herlech mon leploni, shani chayivloi. If we use one of these words, Reuven tells the Shliach, give the money over to Shimon. Or else he says, Tain mon leploni, shani chayivloi. Same thing, either Herlech or Tain. Another case is, Holach mona leploini, pikodin shiesh loy, biyodi. I want you to give this pikodin that I owe him. Or else, tain mona leploini, pikodin shiesh loy, biyodi. Whether it says, tain holach, salach riz, chayibach yusei. In all these cases, if the money gets lost on the way, Reuven, the one that's sending the money, still has to pay for it. He's chayibach yusei. But, viyim bo lachzer, ain't a chayzer. But if he wants to retract, he cannot retract. So this is a riot to Rav that Rav holds. When you say Heulach, it's really Kisri. As far as Reuven himself goes, the one that's sending the money, he meant to say, take it, and I want you right now to be Kernerit for Shimon. So as far as Reuven's going, you can't retract anymore. It's like out of Reuven's Rishus. He gave it over to the Shliach. The Shliach has it right now for Shimon. Just if we look at Shimon's side of the picture, if the money gets lost on the way, Shimon has a right to say, with that Shliach, he sent the money. I never wanted it with that Shliach. I wanted you to give me the money. So therefore, Reuven is still Chayibach Rusai.
He divided up.
Well, it is Zach and Shlomofonov. As far as Reuven goes, it's called Zach and Shlomofonov. As far as Reuven's that wanted to give the money over with the Shliach, that's why he can't retract. But as far as Shimon goes, he has a right to say, nothing doing. I don't want such a Shliach. You should have sent, you should have given it to me yourself. Versus Lema, the Marakashi now Pikodin. By Pikodin, Lema, let's say Lema Lane with certain share between the Biyad Achar. The question is, though, according to everybody, if it's a Pikodin, that means you're holding an object of mine, it's called the Chayv according to everybody. Like, why can't they retract? The question is. If it's a pikadon, so the svar is for sure then that a person doesn't want the pikadon to be in somebody else's hand. If I tell you to watch my object, there's kloak poda that only you should watch it and nobody else. I don't want to give it over to anybody else. See, when Reuven gives the pikadon to a shliach to give back to Shimon, how could we say Reuven can't retract? Because it's called a schus for Shimon, as if Shimon is crowned right away. By pikadon, everybody agrees that there's a svara Shimon never wants this pikadon in somebody else's hand. That's the lashon of Ein Ritzonoi She'er Pikdoin Biyad Acher. For sure, Shimon does not want this pikadon in anybody else's hand. So when Reuven gives it over, right away he's doing something wrong. See, according to everybody, that Shimon, Reuven should be able to retract. This the Gemara answers, the case of here is Amr Abzeira, Kishahuchsa Kafen. We're talking about this Reuven right now is Huchsa Kafen, he's a bad guy. I don't know why in the first place Shimon gave it to him, but I call upon him, Shimon gave him something to watch. Now Shimon is very happy if he gives it over to somebody else, because he knows he only has what to gain in the deal. Because Reuven is a cheskas kafen, he's a big liar. So every second it's by Reuven, he's always scared, maybe Reuven will never give it back to me. So So in such a case, when Reuven gives it over to a shliach to return, Shimon is also happy about that. That's the case about the Kodim we're talking about over here. So since Reuven is a cheskas kafron, he lies, so therefore when he gives it over to somebody else, for sure it's a schus for Shimon, and that's why the locher is Reuven can't retract anymore. Mor says now, Rav Sheshes Hevilei Ashrosa Desarbali Bemechuzah. People in Mechuzah old Rav Sheshes money. Ashros Desarbali means Rav Sheshes sold their Masabala coat on credit and they never paid him back yet. So the people in Mechuzah old Rav Sheshes money for the coat. So Omalel Rav Yeser Bachoma. So Rav Sheshes spoke to Rav Yeser Bachoma and told him, Pahadi Diasius, when you go to the city of Mechuzah and you come home, Asinu Nalei, bring me back the money, you owe me $100, please collect the money and give it back to me. So also Rav Yosef went to Mechuzah, Yehiv Nalei, so he told the people, look, your Rav Sheshes money, they said yes, and they gave him $100. Amrelei Nikni Minoch, then the people there said, listen, we want to make a kinyan with you right now, that in case something happens on the way, we're not responsible, we want you to be responsible. We want to get complete achrayas off. Omalu, on this, Rav Yosef is back in. First he says, okay, I'll do it. L'soif at the end, before he made the kinyan, ishtometlu, he just ran away without making the kinyan. Because at the end was, Rav Yosef was not mishabed himself, that if it gets lost, he'll be achroi, but rather let the people of Mechuzah be achroi. Kios Lagabei, when Rabbi Yosef made it back home to Rav Sheshes, Omele Rav Sheshes told him, Shapa Rav Arato, you know you did very good. To Lo Shavis Nafshecho Eved Loi V'Lishmalva, that you did not make yourself to be like an Eved to those people. In other words, those people owe me the money. The Locher is a Loiver, the one that borrows the money, he's supposed to be an Eved back to the Malva. Is there a Chrayas to pay me back the money? So you do not have to accept upon yourself the achrayis of the way. It's upon them to do that.
But isn't he a shliach of Rav Sheshes, since he's a shliach of Rav Sheshes, then Rav Sheshes should have assumed the responsibility.
But he didn't want to do that. No, that's what he's saying. I don't have to do that either. Really, they owe me the money. So I'm just making it easy for you guys to pay me back. Instead of you guys coming here to me, you could send it along with him. But the achrayis on the way, I'm not mechuyev to take the achrayis. I don't want to do that. It's your achrayis. Because really, you have to come to me yourself. So I'm just making it easy to send the shliach.
It's a shliach.
Yeah, good, but he's not mekabel achrayis. He doesn't have to be mekabel achrayis. Another pshat the Gemara says, Lishnach, when another lashon is, Shapra, Rav Sheshes told him, Shapra about it, so he did very good. Because the Pasuk says, Eved loiva liyish malva. That the loiva, the one that borrows the money, he's the Eved to the malva. In other words, the loiva is the one that has to pay back the money himself. And the malva doesn't have to accept achrayis. The Malva, I'll make it easy for you. You want to give me the money, send it to a shliach. But on your achrayas, though. Because you're the one that owes me the money. So you have to make sure that I see the money back. Before I see the money back, you're still mechuyev in the achrayas. All right, turn over. Another case, the Gemara says, Revacha bar Yashi Hevelei Ispiko de Kaspa ben Adoy. He had a cup, Rashi says, a kli, a silver kli, he had an adoy. Hey, Ravacha bar Yoshio lent them, people in adoy, they took from him a silver cup.